Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today we're joined by Florida Tech Athletics Director Bill Juergens and Panthers head football coach Steve Englehart. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you, Wes.
We're glad to have you here. We're excited this week talking about this Saturday's dynamite football matchup at Florida Tech Panther Stadium. The Panthers take on West Florida in the Coastal Classic, a highly anticipated game that will be broadcast on ESPN3 and heard right here on WFIT. Bill, tell our listeners about the Coastal Classic.
Well, the Coastal Classic is a result of University of West Florida joining the Gulf South Conference with football 2 years ago. And the presidents of our institutions talked about it and thought it would be great to have a in-state rivalry, and they called it the Coastal Classic. And so basically it's going to be the championship for Division II football in the state of Florida. So we're really excited about this second game, particularly given that the first game was held at University of West Florida, and they came out on the winning end of it, and they received the Coastal Classic trophy. And I was up there, and I'll never forget, there's a bell on that trophy. Right. And that bell was, I don't even know if it was functioning after about a half hour. It was ringing so loud. So this is going to be a great game between two great teams. We're both relatively young. Mm-hmm. This is our fifth year and their second year. But I can tell you, they've gone all out to produce a winning program. In fact, last year, they had a full stadium. It was an exciting atmosphere, particularly if you were a West Florida fan. And I know just from talking to several of our players and our coach that we're very prepared for this year's game. As the saying goes, may the better team win.
Sounds like it's going to be an electric environment. Coach E, the Panthers posted their second shutout of the season in the win against Mississippi College last weekend, rising to 3-1 overall and 2-0 in the Gulf South Conference. What are you looking for this Saturday?
Well, I think as a coach, and every coach wants to just get better every week, and I think so far in these first four games that we've played, we've gotten a little better every week. So we hope to come out and play better than what we played last week, and it's going to be an exciting game. Last year going up there, we were 4-0 going into that game, and they were motivated, and their fans were behind them, and I think that their team really fed off their fans with a packed stadium, and they outplayed us. So I think our team's motivated this year to come out and perform well. Obviously, they will be as well. So it's a typical in-state rivalry. You have so many kids on that team that we're familiar with because we recruited them. There's kids on our team that they're familiar with because they recruited them. There's kids that played on the same teams or played against each other. So we just know so much more about each other than what we do other schools in the Gulf South Conference because it's the same kids from the same state. So it's going to be hopefully a really exciting game, and our kids are preparing well. You can't put too much focus on it being the rivalry game because they already know it is.
Right.
So then all of a sudden you force the issue a little bit. So we just got to, just come out and prepare like we always do.
Tickets are still available. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff this Saturday at the Florida Tech Panthers as they take on West Florida Argonauts, the state rivalry matchup, all happening Florida Tech Panthers Stadium in Palm Bay. You can hear the game right here on 89.5 FM WFIT. More information is available at floridatechsports.com. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Wes.
Thank you.